AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Two channels, one slightly deeper, are open near the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore to allow smaller vessels to pass.
We're going to continue working and planning for a third alternate channel when we get those spans that are just north of the Deep Jap Channel removed.
Admiral Shannon Gillereath with Coast Guard. A magnitude 7.4 earthquake and multiple aftershocks rattle Taiwan.
Right now, we estimate the impact of this earthquake to be the most likely number of fatalities would be between 10 and 100. It's not as devastating as an earthquake can be, but definitely an impactful earthquake.
William Yeck with the U.S. Geological Survey. ABC News can project that President Biden and former President Trump will win their party's primaries in Wisconsin, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been hospitalized after undergoing surgery for a blood clot. Stocks fell today, the Dow more than 300 points. This is ABC News. California has entered spring with an above-average mountain snowpack. Players are lining up, making sure their Powerball tickets ahead of tomorrow night's, to get their Powerball tickets, I should say, ahead of tomorrow night's billion-dollar drawing.
Long lines of Powerball players, all with the same dream, turning a $2 ticket into a more than a billion-dollar jackpot. In Georgia, Antonio Jones has a system.
I look into the sky, and I just can picture numbers, something like that. I just picture a number that I feel like that should be on the ticket.
At a Shell station in Mapleton.
This store, it holds a record of winning numbers and stuff like that, and I want to be one of the winning ones.
The $1.09 billion jackpot is Powerball's fourth largest ever. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New vehicle sales are up about 5% from January through March compared to a year ago. And thanks to inventory nearing pre-pandemic sales, companies have been forced to reduce prices. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is election night coverage on WISS WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin voters took part in a statewide referendum today on two proposed new amendments to the state constitution. The first question is going to ban private cash donations to election operations in Wisconsin. The second would clarify who can and can't be an election worker in Wisconsin. Both referendums passed by a wide margin. Closer to home, in Green Bay, several people have won two-year terms for the Green Bay City Council. In District 1, Jennifer Grant, incumbent, returns. In District 2, the incumbent Jim Hutchinson returns. District 4, incumbent William Galvin wins. In District 5, Craig Stevens wins. In District 6, there was an upset. Joel Presley will replace incumbent Steve Campbell. In District 7, Alyssa Prophet. And in District 8, Christopher Weary. District 9 of the Green Bay Common Council, Brian Johnson, the incumbent, will return. In District 10, Ben Dealey. In District 11, Melinda Eck. And in District 12, Kathy Hinkfuss. In Outagamie County, looking at the city of Appleton, Common Council District 4, Martin Smith is the winner. And in Common Council District 14, Christopher Croat is the winner. In Winnebago County, for Supervisor District 2, Crystal Lux has come out on top. District 5, Stephanie Holt. In Winnebago County Supervisor District 6, Lucas Ranke is ahead. In Winnebago County Supervisor District 7, Kate Hancock Cook. That's what you need to know. We'll have more results for you in 30 minutes. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter storm warning continues through tomorrow morning for 6 to 10 inches of snow. The snow showers could be heavy at times through the overnight and breezy. Lows in the low 30s. Windy for tomorrow, some gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Additional snow showers with an inch or two likely. High mid-30s. It's 34 right now.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Yesterday I opened the show with an April Fool's joke. This one is not. This is an actual post on social media. You know, the eclipse, there's going to be an eclipse that people on the east, you know, the eastern half of the United States will be able to see next week on April 8th. And then this post, we're not supposed to talk about this, but the eclipse, and they put that in scare quotes, right? The eclipse is actually a repair that's being made to the dome over the Earth. What they're calling the path of the eclipse is actually a seam where two parts of the dome connect. They have to reseal it because it's come loose over time. The alien overlords are doing this for our protection. Nothing to worry about. I'm not making this up. Well, it's sort of like, you know, it's a variation on Bobby Kennedy standing at the Lincoln Memorial saying that 5G is being used to control our behavior. I mean, it's just like weird stuff out there. Anyhow, why Trump sees racism by minorities against whites as a huge issue. I got to tell you about that in a moment. And also, the Florida Supreme Court upholds a strict abortion ban. This is going to be real interesting leading into this election. We'll ruminate on that or contemplate that. The amazing details of Judge Mershon's expanded gag order. I've got to share some of the details. He just took it to Trump in ways that, frankly, are not being shared with the American public by the corporate media. Everything is being kind of played down, it seems to me. In the second hour of our program, is Truth Social a money laundering operation? Also, the World Central Kitchen, foreign and Palestinian aid workers, including an American citizen, were killed by the Israeli IDF in a strike on Gaza. This is just a horror show, what's going on here. These efforts by Netanyahu to prevent, you know, his losing an election and thus going to jail. It's just nuts. Also, dying in California may get easier. Legislation would enable even people without a specific terminal diagnosis to come to California and end their lives. California becoming like Switzerland, what does that mean? We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, is China adopting information or disinformation tactics that Russia fine-tuned in the 2016 and 2020 elections? It sure looks like it. New York Times has an amazing report on this. I'll share that with you in the third hour of the program. And our wisdomschool.com alert, is learned resilience a key to a good life? I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program today. But to start out, and this is really a pretty amazing story. It's, you know, Donald Trump and the people around him. I mean, Stephen Miller with his America First or whatever it is, legal thing, the leading edge of this. But this is, authoritarian governments are always drawn from and always represent, first and foremost, the interests of the majority group within their country, right? The Christians in 1933 Germany, Orthodox Slavs in Russia, Hindus in India, whites in America. And authoritarian leaders always bind themselves to these majority groups by defining members of minority groups as the enemy of the larger minority or the larger majority, demonizing them and subjecting them to economic and physical brutality under the nation's laws. And this is exactly the dynamic that's now being played out in the United States by the nearly all-white Republican Party. They have extensive plans to exploit charges of racism against white people to seize control of the American government. And according to Donald Trump and the MAGA GOP, racism has become a huge problem in America, specifically racism by minorities against white people. Seriously, I'm not making this up. Now, reality doesn't quite line up with this. The fact of the matter is that for people of the same age and with the same level of education, black men earn 72% of what white men earn. The median black family in America has $27,000 in wealth. The median white families has $250,400 in wealth. Roughly two-thirds of white families own stock, 66%. Fewer than a third, 29% of black families are able to invest in the stock market. About a quarter of black families have no wealth at all but are in debt, compared to only 11% of white families. About three-quarters of white families, 72.7%, own their own homes, compared with 44% of black families. And it's even harder for black people to vote. Black voters are twice as likely to have to wait more than a half hour in line than white people. But, you know, the Republicans are like, no, that is not the problem. The problem is that white people are being discriminated against. And this is not just some wackadoodle Trumpy fringe in the Republican Party. John Roberts, when he worked in the Reagan administration Justice Department back in the 1980s, John Roberts was outspoken in his opposition to the Civil Rights Act. You'll recall Barry Goldwater opposed it also back in 1965. John Roberts wanted it reversed, wanted it gutted, wanted Reagan to do away with it. Reagan wouldn't do it. And so when Roberts got put on the court as Chief Justice after, you know, by George W. Bush, after Roberts helped advise the Bush campaign down in 2000 down in Florida, Roberts and Kavanaugh and Barrett, the three of them were down there advising, you know, Bush's attorneys to, how to challenge before the U.S. Supreme Court. Bush put him in charge of the Supreme Court. And then in 2013, he wrote the decision saying that the Voting Rights Act is like an anachronism. There's no longer racism in America, don't you know? We have a black president. How can you say that America has any racism at all? This is what he wrote. He wrote, "Our country has changed. While any racial discrimination in voting is too much, Congress must ensure that the legislation passes to remedy that problem speaks to current conditions." Right. So Congress passed $4 billion in COVID debt aid to minority farmers. Federal judge in Florida blocked that because white farmers were excluded. When in the wake of COVID, Congress passed and the Biden administration rolled out a $29 billion program to aid restaurants. And during the first 4 weeks of that program, preference was given to restaurants owned by minorities or by women. Again, you know, a Trump-aligned group successfully sued before a Bush-appointed judge by claiming that the program was an example of discrimination against white men. Last year, Republicans on the Supreme Court, responding to another right-wing lawsuit, ended affirmative action in college admission programs. So now what we've seen in the year since this has happened, or in the school year since this has happened, is that black enrollment in colleges has gone from 7% last year to 4% this year. This is outside of HBCUs. All across the nation, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and other efforts to undo over 400 years of institutional racism are falling under pressure from white Republican politicians, judges, and activists. Project 2025 says that they're going to do away with all the DEI programs. Donald Trump said, "Every institution in America is under attack from this Marxist concept of equity." Yes, it's Marxist to say we should do something about the crisis that has been caused by 400 or 500 years of explicit, you know, institutional racism. Trump goes on to say, "I will get this extremism out of the White House, out of the military, out of the Justice Department, and out of our government." Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. which shouldn't surprise us at all. I mean, you know, given that the very first time Donald Trump appeared in the New York Times, it was a profile of his father talking about how he and his father were preventing black people from renting properties in the Trump middle-class property. You know, they had built all these kind of middle-class apartments. So, you know, this is what they're up to. And, you know, the bottom line is that democratic governments are typically driven by defining the public good in the most inclusive, you know, manner possible. Authoritarian governments, on the other hand, are driven by fear and hate. And that's what this is all about. This is all about driving fear and hate that Trump, his legal beagles, and their white MAGA followers are all promising. And, you know, is this the kind of country you want to live in? I just find this, frankly, shocking that Republicans are like, hey, everything is fine. There's no reason to do anything about race or diversity or equity. You know, it's all good. Well, it's all good from their point of view because, you know, white men basically control America, every aspect of America, and they want to keep it this way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find it over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Why Trump Sees Racism by Minorities Against Whites as a Huge Issue.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Mino on the mayor and the mayor on a Thursday.
Wait a minute, that's a whole other show.
He's been on my case.
Delete
all
that
morning.
Oh my goodness.
This is a family show.
I know.
It's not that he's been on my case.
He'll be the only show in history that didn't have one listener.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. So Florida Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on abortions. Originally, there was this 15-week ban, but, you know, then Ron DeSantis, when he was trying to take out Trump, was trying to out-Trump Trump, and so he passed a six-week ban, which is essentially a total ban. I mean, most women don't even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. And so, and if they discover that they're pregnant at 6 weeks, that's too late, right? 6 weeks in one day, it's too late. So the Florida Supreme Court said, you know, that's it. 1 month from now, the law of the land in Florida is going to be no abortions, basically. And that's going to piss off a lot of people in Florida. The Supreme Court also ruled, and this was 4-3, which I thought was interesting, by one vote they allowed this to happen, that the petition, petition drive to put an amendment to Florida's Constitution on the ballot that would enshrine the right to an abortion, which requires 60% of the vote, by the way, to pass, they're going to allow that to go on the ballot. Now, this is good news for Democrats. This is really going to energize Democrats in Florida, and it could flip Florida blue. I mean, keep in mind, in the 2000 election, there were, you know, you'll recall George W. Bush won Florida and thus won the White House by 537 votes. But to quote the New York Times a year after that election, when they finally counted all the ballots, quote, while 35,176 voters wrote in Bush's name after punching the hole for him, 80,775 wrote in Gore's name while punching the hole for Gore. Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris decided that these were all spoiled ballots because they were both punched and written upon and ordered that none of them should be counted. You get that? So there were 45,599 more ballots where people voted for Al Gore than for George W. Bush in 2000 that never got counted because Katherine Harris claimed that they were spoiled. And that's how George W. Bush became president. And that's how, you know, we got the war in Iraq, we got the war in Afghanistan, and, you know, we ended up with a right-wing Supreme Court. Well, I'm of the opinion, and I, you know, I'm actually looking forward to the election this November to see how this plays out. I'm of the opinion that this could flip Florida blue, or at least purple. You know, it's going to take a while to change the Florida legislature, but, you know, women are seriously upset about this, and as are their male allies and, you know, and male family members. This is just, I guess, good news for Democrats. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, Judge Mershon's gag order. First of all, Donald Trump paid his bond in the New York fraud case, $175 million. This came from Knight Insurance, a California business. It's owned by one of Donald Trump's bigger benefactors and a supporter of his, a California billionaire. But Judge Mershon, you know, Trump had been attacking Judge Mershon's daughter and Judge Mershon himself. And he said Donald Trump is, quote, desperately trying to, quote, explain away his dangerous rhetoric by placing the blame on the people he attacks. The judge says that the accusations are, quote, not rational. Judge Merchan wrote in his order, in his expanded gag order, he said, to argue that the most recent attacks, which included photographs, were necessary and appropriate in the current environment is farcical. Now, you know, including photographs, he's probably talking about his own daughter. The prosecution's arguments are compelling, the judge said. He said any statutory right that Trump has to access juror names will be forfeit by continued harassing or disruptive conduct. The judge ruled, quote, if he engages in any conduct that threatens the safety and integrity of the jury or the jury selection process, he will lose the right that he otherwise has under the law to know the names of the jurors. Well, I would think that ship sailed long ago, but apparently not. He also says that, you know, this gag order includes his family members and Alvin Bragg's family members and whatnot. He puts Trump on notice that, quote, any violation of this order will result in sanctions under judiciary law, section 750A3 and 751. In other words, that's the law that says you can throw somebody's butt in jail for up to 30 days. He goes on to say the threats to the integrity of the judicial proceeding are no longer limited to the swaying of minds, but to the willingness of individuals, both public and private, to perform their lawful duty before this court. This is evidenced by the people's misrepresentations that, people's representations that, quote, multiple potential witnesses have already expressed grave concerns about their own safety and that of their family members should they appear as witnesses against defendant Trump. It is no longer, writes Judge Merchan, just a mere possibility or a reasonable likelihood that there exists a threat to the integrity of the judicial proceedings. That threat is very real. Admonitions are not enough, nor is reliance on self-restraint. The average observer must now, after hearing defendants' recent attacks, draw the conclusion that if they become involved in these proceedings, even tangentially, they should worry not only for themselves, but for their loved ones as well. Such concerns will undoubtedly interfere with the fair administration of justice and constitute a direct attack on the rule of law itself. Again, all citizens called upon to participate in these proceedings, whether as jurors, witnesses, or in some other capacity, must now concern themselves not only with their own personal safety, but with the safety and the potential for personal attacks upon their loved ones. That reality cannot be overstated. So the judge here has had enough. I'm of the opinion Donald Trump should be put in jail right now. I mean, he came out and attacked the judge again this morning, although he didn't attack his daughter. I mean, the judge exempted himself and Alvin Bragg from these things. You're welcome to attack us. We're big boys. We can take it. This is part of our job. We do this all the time. Well, but they don't do this kind of thing all the time. I mean, this is really very, very rare that a criminal defendant would attack a judge's daughter. I've never heard of it, frankly.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Reminds me of when Louise's dad was prosecuting the Licavoli crime family and the state police had her house staked out. I mean, that was back in the 60s.
Rhino and the Mayor in the Morning and the talk of Green Bay's choice all day for news long. Talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives. Yeah. My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune suppressive. my food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives. So we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Two channels, one slightly deeper, are open near the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore to allow smaller vessels to pass.
We're going to continue working and planning for a third alternate channel when we get those spans that are just north of the Deep Jap Channel removed.
Admiral Shannon Gillreath with Coast Guard. A magnitude 7.4 earthquake and multiple aftershocks rattled Taiwan.
Right now, we estimate the impact of this earthquake to be the most likely number of fatalities would be between 10 and 100. It's not as devastating as an earthquake can be, but definitely an impactful earthquake.
William Yeck with the U.S. Geological Survey. ABC News can project that President Biden and former President Trump will win their party's primaries in Wisconsin, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been hospitalized after undergoing surgery for a blood clot. Stocks fell today, the Dow more than 300 points. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving two new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A winter storm warning continues through tomorrow morning for 6 to 10 inches of snow. The snow showers could be heavy at times through the overnight and breezy. Lows in the low 30s. Windy for tomorrow, some gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Additional snow showers with an inch or two likely. High mid-30s. It's 34 right now.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Come to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Well, what's been on my mind is hearing about the Jose Andres, the Asturian Spanish chef, having his workers killed.
Yeah. I used to eat in his restaurants when we lived in D.C. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him quite a bit on CNN. I've been near that part of Spain, very close to it in Galicia, some years ago. But, you know, hearing the Israeli side of it, their defense forces, either they're on super extreme paranoia level, you know, the thought that, oh, there might be Hamas in that convoy. So we have to attack.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. And I know Australia's, because I guess one of the workers was Australian, so yeah. They're pissed off. Biden...
Just for the record here, Dennis, before you continue, World Kitchen had informed the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli Army, exactly where they were, when they were traveling, mm-hmm. where they were traveling. And the tops of their cars all had the logo of the organization on it, as well as the sides. But these were drone attacks from above. There's no way that the IDF did not know that they were murdering innocent civilians here. I just don't believe it.
Yeah, and they've come up with, we thought maybe, somebody from Hamas. If one person from Hamas is in that group, that somehow justifies right. their attack.
And then they're claiming fog of war. I'm not buying that BS either. It's time for Netanyahu to go. The Israelis have got to vote him out, or we've got to cut off all aid to that country. They've gone
rogue state. Well, I would hope Biden would do that. I would hope Biden would do that soon. And, you brought up the abortion issue and all that, and so I don't know how many people, if Biden continues on the course he's on, continuing to send, because we just sent a bunch of weapons to him in the last week or so.
Yep.
So, yeah, he could be losing Arab American votes, Muslim American votes.
It goes beyond that. A lot of people who are just absolutely disgusted by the fact that we're still supporting Israel while they're continuing this genocidal operation.
Yeah, and so, the abortion issue could save Biden. I imagine, there are these suburban women who are just going to say, I'd rather have Biden as president, and, Gaza is thousands of miles away. Right. None of my business. So there you go. I see Biden as being still between a rock and a hard point, a rock and a wall. I think I said that a few weeks ago. And by the way, 2 weeks ago yesterday, I had the half my lung taken out at Stanford. The part that had the tumor, so.
And how are you doing?
I'm recuperating. Been doing okay. They stick a bunch of drugs in you. I was very bloated there for about a week. In fact, mm-hmm. I had to go to the emergency because I thought I was going to explode.
Whoa.
But that's mitigated.
Was that steroids?
And all that stuff they give you, the oxygen, the this and the that. All the painkillers, and we got to tell you, when I had my knee surgery, that actually hurt more than, I guess there really aren't a lot of nerves in your lung.
Yeah, apparently most of them are in the bronchus, which is kind of the early warning system. It detects stuff on the way down, But anyhow, Dennis, I'm glad you're well, and I'm glad you're back, and glad to hear that it turned out well. I have to move along, but thank you for the call.
Sure.
Always nice to hear from you.
All right.
Thank you. Philip in Sacramento. Hey, Philip, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Just kind of, I guess, a little piggybacking off your opening here. Mm-hmm. I just want to say what's going on in America right now is really a culmination of decades-long campaign by both white nationalists and, honestly, wealthy industrialists because in my opinion, they want to turn America back to the 1890s or the Gilded Age.
Yeah.
The industrialists want to run roughshod over the working class of all colors, and they want to use the white nationalists to get the majority of white people to go along with this that's running over us.
I agree with your analysis,
and honestly,
Philip.
Tom, I'm a person of color, and I know on your show you say there's no room for despair, so I'm not going to push despair. But we need to get organized. We need to get out in November. We need to push our friends and family to vote blue this November, because that's the only thing that's going to stop this coming fascist tide.
I agree. We have to vote these people out. It's the only tool available to us. It's arguably the most powerful tool, and in many other countries now that tool is just no longer available. You know, you can't vote out Viktor Orban. You can't vote out Vladimir Putin. And Donald Trump wants to make it so you can't vote out Republicans. And frankly, through gerrymandering in several states, they have accomplished that. But, you know, it still is a weapon or a tool that is available to us, and we need to use it. Philip, well said. Thank you very much. Ted in Washington, D.C. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you? I don't usually talk politics with my clients, but lately I found that they have been initiating conversations with me about, you know, this campaign, trying to get my opinion. And, you know, a lot of these folks are very conservative. And so that's one of the reasons why.
You said your clients. What's your business?
I'm a goldsmith and jewelry designer.
Oh, beautiful. Cool.
Anyway, one of the things that one of the issues that I ran into with this is, you know, when I talk to them, I'm trying to stick with, you know, because they're, one of the things that happens is they start talking about a lot of the propaganda that's been put out about Biden, but they're you can tell that they're kind of skeptical about it because these are very intelligent people, and they you know, and some of them have been in politics for quite a while, you know. And so this is the question I have, because one of the things that I've decided to do is to keep kind of like a little cheat sheet on my phone where I can go to articles and, you know, other sources that are very reliable, you know, to give them information that they can look at themselves. So the question I have for you is, how would you approach these people so that you're not offending them, and at the same time you're helping them to understand the importance of, you know, of making sure that we still have a democracy at the end of this?
I have found that one of the most effective ways to influence people over a period of time is to inform them of websites or media products that would reinforce that worldview. In other words, I would encourage them to watch Free Speech TV or listen to Progressive Radio or, you know, on Sirius XM or stations across the country. You're listening on TuneIn. To read websites that you know, like Daily Kos or Common Dreams or Democratic Underground or Salon or Raw Story or Alternate. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. I listed a whole bunch of them in an op-ed I published last week. And that way, you know, you no longer have to be there, you know, reinforcing the impression, because they're getting that impression reinforced regularly by those outlets. That's the best advice I can offer, Ted. Does that help?
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Ted. Thank you very much for the call. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom. Great show as usual with your opening rant, so to speak. I just wanted to touch on, and it's a danger. And someone just called, the prior caller, about the danger of these industrialists trying to create, you know, this new utopia for them beyond the Gilded Age.
Right.
But when you have, like you said, the Supreme Court with Roberts, we see all throughout the southern states, we see the attacks on DEI, which is another word, like the mayor of Baltimore said, is the N-word. Before was affirmative action, then critical race theory, now DEI. You're seeing emergence of people like, I believe his last name is Peltz, that had this Hart's food company. He should be in jail for his monopolistic things that he did with his business, attacking Disney because Disney, he said, is doing DEI, and specifically attacking some of the works of Disney. So he says they're making films with black people, and this is why the company is losing money.
Yeah, they got all bent out of shape because there was a Hispanic Snow White. I mean, you know, it's like, what friggin' snowflakes these people are.
Yeah, but Tom, he pointed out Black Panther. That movie grossed $1.3 billion for Disney.
Right.
He talks about, you know, that they're focused on woke, which is a cold word, but Disney owns ABC. Over the last decade, the TV shows that they have that have made money in the top five, Blackish, which lasted for years, a top five show every season. Now it's Abbott Elementary. They have all black casts.
Wow.
What about ESPN? Yeah. Without black athletes, ESPN would be in the garbage. Yeah. What about Broadway when Disney wanted to go to Broadway? You know what is still on Broadway after going on 20 years? The Lion King, an all black cast. Mm. So how can you say that black creative people or actors or whatever are bringing down the Disney stock when it's the opposite?
Yep.
But yet a film by Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg, the remake, last remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark, lost $100 million. But he doesn't point that out. He puts the target on black people. And as I said, that's the danger. The federal government, the state government, and now people with money tying in and doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You're absolutely right. And this is just another aspect of this kind of newly reinvented white supremacy here in America. You know, that like the mayor of Baltimore said, you know, they're afraid to use the N-word. So instead, they use words like DEI and diversity and equity and you know, CRT and stuff. Jerry, thank you. Well said. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we're still here. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving.
If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. This is you. You should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and driving down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/HARTMANN, netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Mark in Lexington, North Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I was wondering why nobody remembers history. Why is everybody from South America a demon? When we, through the 50s, 60s, 70s, probably 80s, 90s, whenever they elected a Democratic, somebody who wanted to do something for the country, they either fall out of an airplane, get in a car crash, get shot from 6 miles away, you know, something like that happens, and then we put in a dictator.
You're talking about Central and South American countries?
Yes.
Yeah. No, we have a long history of meddling in Central and South America. It goes back to James Monroe, who was, what, the fifth president, I think, and the Monroe Doctrine, you know, that anything that happens in this hemisphere is our business. And, you know, the most recently was the Reagan administration blowing up Nicaragua and Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala. And those countries are now still suffering as a result of it. But
Forget the invasion of Grenada.
There, yeah, you've got Grenada, and also, you know, Nixon's role in overthrowing the you know, Allende in Chile and replacing him with Pinochet.
I just, you know, and everybody's, I mean, you see a somebody from South America shoot somebody over here, oh, it makes the news all over the world.
Well, it's because right-wingers are amplifying it.
Oh, yeah, they're amplifying it, all right.
And that was a case of domestic violence, by the way. That woman was killed by, yes, he was an illegal alien, you know, in quotes, an undocumented person, but he was also her boyfriend, I believe.
Why would we be surprised that we put these dictators in there and now they've let the gangs run wild and these people are wanting to get out of there?
Yeah. No, it
when
makes
we created it.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And we play and you know, we have a huge obligation to do something about this beyond just, you know, admitting people into the United States. And that's, you know, another issue that has just been, you know, largely ignored for years and years and years. I'm with you, Mark. Thank you very much. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Considering that Trump's repeated flagrant bail violations that have been consequence-free till now and serving to undermine the American people's faith in and willingness to continue to process.
Pearson, your voice just got all garbled. I'm not sure what you're doing. Maybe you have your thumb over the microphone or something?
No, I'm talking directly into the hole in the bottom of the phone.
Okay.
I'm holding my fingers on the side.
Well, keep going then.
And I apologize for that. Anyway, so considering his flagrant violations, multiple violations, which is also undermining the willingness of people to continue to support good governance and the democratic process, I would argue that 30 days to cool off behind bars is too brief for a 70-plus-year-old whose time is gold, moves by very quickly. If he's violated 3 or 4 or 5 times now, we should give him 3 or 4 times the amount of the 30 days. So 120 days minimum.
Put him in jail for 5 months.
Totally
4 months, yeah. I'm with you, Pearson. I think just a week in jail would just devastate Donald Trump, because as I told the last caller, you know, his hair is his big issue, and he's completely bald on the top. Louise, you know, walked up to him at that Washington Post dinner the night that Barack Obama took him apart, and noticed that he's got just bad plugs across the front. I mean, you know, it's you know, Ivana talked about how he beat her up and tried to rape her because he was unhappy with the plug surgery that he got, that it didn't work as well as he thought or wanted or whatever. So I think even a week in jail would be devastating to him, because, you know, he'd come out with his hair down around his shoulders.
Tom, you know what? You are an excellent talk show host, but you would make a lousy judge. Leave the judging and sentencing to me.
Okay.
Leave the sentencing to me, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Judge Learned Hand here, Pearson, or Judge, you know, whatever, yeah. No, I'm with you, and I see Pearson just hung up. So I will leave the judging to you, but I really do think that Donald Trump has to pay some consequence for this. Not so much for Donald Trump. I mean, you know, yes, I'm disgusted by the man and his behavior. But what he's doing right now is he's telling every criminal defendant in America, all you have to do is attack the judge and his family and the prosecutors and their families, and you can bias your jury. You can terrify the witnesses against you. If you can act like enough of a badass, you know, you can prevent yourself from getting convicted. And this would not be a good thing for, you know, this to become conventional wisdom among the criminal class in America. But Donald Trump is teaching them. And that's why he needs to go to jail right now. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Is Truth Social a money laundering operation? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the
Todd Allbus Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken...